radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. The heat of summer is here, with locally heavy showers and thunderstorms racing around what's called an Omega block, a big dome of high pressure that's generally shaped like the last letter in the Greek alphabet, Omega, and is parked over the central and southern plains. Red flag warnings for fire weather on the west side of the Omega block. Tornado watches, severe thunderstorm watches over the top of the block tonight, Dakotas into Minnesota. Flash flood watches on the east side of the block for training thunderstorms, sometimes reaching severe limits very quickly through Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, and the Carolinas tonight. Plus, the heat is finally relaxing out west, though air quality alerts have been issued for blowing dust for Monday. And the Sahara dust is still present. Air quality alerts in the southeast. And here comes another plume of dust into the Texas coast by week's end. At least the tropics are still relatively quiet. Lots of action in the eastern Pacific, but in the Atlantic basin, partly due to the dust, only one area of concern following the dust plume, as a matter of fact, now east of the Leeward Islands, with a slight chance of development in the next 5 days. And we'll watch off the Carolina coast, too. Next time, your first look at the Independence Day forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
We have the usual edition coming up for you. Drive through brew, plus a secret message for you if you have a Midnight Misfit membership card. How do you get a Midnight Misfit membership card? You go to waltermsterling.com. waltermsterling.com. Click on the tab that says Midnight Misfit. Down it will come like Santa down your chimney, just for you. Plus, we will learn how to speak Russian, all of this and you, tonight. Is it possible for women to take more time packing for a trip than they do? Is it possible? You see, I suffer every second of my life. I suffer because I have 3 daughters who are under the age of 18, and I have a much younger, very beautiful, never-suffering wife. And they decided to go on a road trip for a week. That is the greatest word I can hear. My children and my wife are away for a week. Let me repeat. Gentlemen, imagine this. Your children and your wife are away for a whole week. You know what I did today? I did nothing. I napped. Nothing. But part of the reason I napped is I had to watch them pack. I have never seen anything like this. The pain and agony and the suffering they go through to determine what they will need. It's as though the minute they leave the house, nowhere they're going has any stores. There's no CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens. Wherever they're going, there are no drugstores. And therefore, they have to bring every single thing they have ever bought. And they have the outfits for all potentialities. They have Arctic weather gear, Arctic weather gear. They have swim gear. And oh, my God, what is the worst thing that a woman has to go through to go on vacation? What is it? It's buying a swimsuit. Finding the right swimsuit is clearly the most difficult thing a woman has to go through to go on vacation. Why is this so difficult? Explain to me. Every woman I know has a better body than every man I know. I see these pictures of NFL quarterbacks on Facebook, and they have, you know, stupid little swim trunks on. Their girlfriends look $10 million. Their girlfriends have spent 40 years buying these two-piece swimsuits. Why is it so difficult? And I'm not kidding. Why is it so difficult to buy a swimsuit? What is the challenge for a woman to buy a swimsuit? And I'm asking not in some vague, abstract, chauvinist pig way. I'm asking from a very specific experience of suffering with the problem of raising daughters. I am suffering raising daughters because if one of my daughters says, oh, I'm going out now, where are you going? I have to get a new swimsuit. You have to do what? I have to get a new swimsuit. I know that if it's 11 in the morning, I won't see her again till 11 at night. And then she will come back with gum, Diet Coke? Nail polish? Did you get a swimsuit? No, I couldn't find anything I liked. I'll have to go to a different store tomorrow. Well, how many stores did you go to today? I just went to one, but I couldn't find anything I liked. So you just got gum and nail polish? Well, that's all I had that I needed. I'm telling you, this is the conversation. This is the conversation that rules my life. This is the conversation that rules my life. I have to get a swimsuit. No, don't tell me that. Talk to your mother about that. Talk to your aunt. Don't talk to me. And then she goes and talks to her mother. Her mother says the swimsuit was fine. The aunt says the swimsuit wasn't fine. It's a hell. It's a unique, horrible hell that men are put into. But would you please explain it? Because I have not dared ask, why is it hard to buy a swimsuit? Because I know the answer would take pretty much the rest of my life to get a straight answer. That is what I would find. The rest of my life. Please explain. My number is 888-688-WALT. I could use a little help here. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. Oh, why? Why do I want a phone call? Because one, I want to talk to you. And two, I don't want to suffer anymore. I don't want to suffer anymore with these conversations. 888-688-WALT. I'm live. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm on every week from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I have to repeat that. I have to remember to repeat that because we have so many new affiliates. Because this is the fastest growing show in network radio. And I am so proud to be on WPHT in Philadelphia and on KFBK in Sacramento. That's right. Yes, big stations. KMOX, number one in St. Louis. It's a dominant and an important radio show. KDKA in Pittsburgh, the first radio station in America. All right, coming up, we're going to hear from Velo Houle. And Velo Houle has his Fishtown report, his fish report. That's for you in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story about a stolen airplane, a stolen yacht, and a bootleg Nigerian pygmy goat. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Velo Houle of Muskegon, Michigan. Lots of orders in the fish room. I'm selling a lot, and people want to know about water treatment. We'll discuss that later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's time for you to have relief and relax. Isn't that the goal, to have some relief and to relax? And now it's available from CB Distillery. Full spectrum CBD soft gels. 30 milligrams. 30 milligrams of relief. Here's what happens. You take the soft gel, and then a few minutes later you go, you relax. It's a fantastic supplement. CBDistillery.com is where you find your CB products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They're extracted, and then by CB Distillery, they are purified. They are purified. And hundreds of thousands of customers are happy with CBD products. They come from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant. They are completely legal, and they don't need a prescription. This is an amazing product. Go to CB Distillery right now. CBDistillery.com. Go there right now and see the astonishing array of products available for you that will help you relax, especially the new Relief Relax, which is a full-spectrum CBD soft gel. And CBD products from CB Distillery come with a 60-day, not a 30-day, a 60-day money-back guarantee, risk-free satisfaction guarantee. This is a fantastic product from a solid company. Walter Sterling believes in it, and that's why please put my promo code in the box. Put in the promo code Walter. Promo code Walter. What happens then? You get a significant discount, a spectacular discount, and I get credit for sharing this information with you. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I know that you have a secret that you have not been able to share, but something you're proud of that you would love to share with everyone, but there's just no way to do it. You can barely share it with your significant other. And that is, if you're well endowed, sometimes you need a little help gaining an erection. I want you to try for Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. That's forhims.com/Walter. 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 Why? Because they offer you the little blue pill in generic form. And the little blue pill, a prescription medicine, will allow you to get an erection on demand. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
It's really busy in the fish room, and a lot of people ask me this question. They want to know how I treat my water and how do I prepare water to go into the aquariums. Well, there are several different products you can get from API or Seachem or even others that treat water. A lot of times people say just get a dechlorinator. Well, unfortunately, chlorine is not very popular among Greenpeace. So a lot of water treatment centers use chloramines. And chloramine is very different from chlorine because chlorine, technically, you could age the water and openly it's a gas that would eventually leave the water. The chloramines always stay there. So when you buy a water treatment, make sure it removes chloramines. So here's what's going on in the fish room. A lot of orders this week. A lot of people wanting my freshwater shrimp. I'm sending out several packages of that on Monday. I also am going to send out a bunch of guppies. Somebody put in an order for 20-some guppies. So they're going to be receiving them. They go out on 2 to 3 day priority mail. And because Saturday is a holiday, it's the 4th of July. That's the anniversary of our country's birth. So I have to ship on Monday because I want to guarantee that they will be there before the holiday for people to enjoy proper tropical fish and invertebrates. For your fish room update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 19 past the hour as we drive across the country on Route 80 up and down I-5. It's great to be with you. I-4 in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Sherry in Alabama, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Would you please explain to me why my daughters go through so much hell to buy a swimsuit?
Well, there's actually several reasons, but to me, the two biggest reasons, number one, when you pick up a magazine, Cosmopolitan or Glamour, any of those magazines, they airbrush all the women that are in swimwear or shorts, or they airbrush them. Those women really don't look like that, okay? They do not look that way. And 95% of the women in America that are over 30 don't look that way. So they're unsatisfied with their bodies to begin with because they see all of these magazine ladies that look beautiful and they're really just airbrushed. So they go try on swimwear and they think, oh my God, I don't look like the lady, you know, this girl in the magazine. I look terrible. So that's the first reason, I think. And the second, the biggest reason is the swimwear. I need to start a swimwear company because most swimwear companies don't realize you need to put a bra in a top of a swimwear, okay? You can't just throw the thing together with no bra, nothing to really support anything. And the swimwear companies, most of them, I'd say 99% of them, do not really know women well enough to know how to make a really quality, good swimwear of any kind, two-piece, one-piece. And that's my experience all my life, even when I was in my 20s, because that's just the way it is. They don't make great swimwear. That's basically, to me, the two reasons. And yes, I mean, we're picky about how we look, you know, maybe more than men, and we just want to look good. And most of the swimwear doesn't look that great.
How bad do you think guys look when they walk on the beach in a Speedo?
Well, they're not that bad. I mean, I don't really look at it that I go more on personality anyway. So I'm, you know, really mature about it. And I'm like, okay, if you haven't worked out yet, you'll work out sometime. You'll look better. I'm not worried about how you look. I'm worried about, are you a nice person? Are you a Southern gentleman? Are you going to be respectful to women? And that's what I judge men by anyway. So, you know.
Well, therefore, you get a chance.
I think men look fine. I think they look great.
You get a chance to win a real prize tonight if you can guess the mystery voice. Are you ready to guess the mystery voice?
A mystery voice, okay.
So what are you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who do you think that is?
Was she ever on Saturday Night Live?
No.
No?
No. Here are the clues. Here are the clues. She is not a politician. She is alive today. She is a character in this century. She would be considered a movie star. Here, listen.
So what are you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Any idea?
Okay, I'm trying to think of, is it Amy Schumer?
That's a good guess. It's not Amy Schumer. Listen, do you like my show?
Yes, I just heard it for the first time tonight. Love it.
Tell your friends. I'll be back again. I'm here every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. Dennis, who listens on KXNT in Las Vegas, run by a brilliant general manager, and I appreciate it. Welcome to the show at 888-688-WALT. My phone number is live at 888-688-WALT. Welcome. Hi, it's Walter Sterling. How can I help you?
I don't really care about any of this. All I know is hockey rules and jokes.
Oh, you hung up on him? No, I would have stuck around with that guy because, you know, finding that much stupid in one phone call is rare. And you want to feed the monkey. It's 24 past the hour, 888-688-WALT. And you shouldn't care about it because I'm not asking you, a guy, why the heck women have so much trouble buying swimsuits. But it's a mystery to me. This morning, my three daughters and very lucky wife packed up to go away for a week. Is there a greater Christmas gift in June than your whole family packing up and leaving you? It's the best. It's fantastic because, you know, the way the house looks right now, it's going to look until an hour before they come home. Nothing's going to be changed until an hour before they come home. And then mystically, the elves will come in and clean everything. But until then, it's just going to be a giant mess. And I will wake up when I want to. I will go to sleep when I want to. I will lead a better life than as a bachelor because I now have better food and better furniture. It's better than a bachelor life. But I noticed that my children and my wife were taking forever to pack. I'm like, how can it be this hard? Because when I pack, even if it's for a two-week trip, I have one bag. One bag. What's in that bag? Three pairs of underwear, two shirts, maybe two different pairs of pants, but usually one pair of shoes, and that's it. My wife and kids, they pack as though there's no store anywhere where they're going. It's as though there's nothing to buy anything wherever they're going. They have to take everything with them. They took pillows to my sister-in-law's house. They're going to my sister-in-law's house. I said to my wife, why are you taking pillows? Well, my sister isn't sure how many pillows she has. What do you mean she isn't sure? It's her house. How is it possible for your sister to not know how many pillows she has? How is that possible? How is that possible? But, you know, the minute I get near the maelstrom of my sister-in-law's brain, my life becomes hell, or at least really confused, because my sister-in-law never makes any sense. And yet, gentlemen, see if this is true, and yet she runs my marriage. I'll tell you, if my sister-in-law buys a new coffee table, I won't hear about it. My wife will say nothing, but mysteriously, one day I will get a new coffee table. And then when I go visit my sister-in-law, there's the very same coffee table because my wife bought a coffee table based on my sister-in-law buying a coffee table. This is a horrible life. And my sister-in-law, I don't like her taste in coffee tables at all. I do not like glass-top coffee tables because I always feel as though if I put something on it, it's going to break the glass. And it catches every smudge, every single smudge. But I'd like to know why it is so hard for women to buy swimsuits. What is your challenge once you get to Target about buying a swimsuit? It seems an incredibly simple thing to buy. When I go to buy a swimsuit, I the way I buy one is it blue? You know, is it navy blue? Does it have a string? Does it have a pocket for the stuff I'm going to lose? And if so, I have a new swimsuit. Please explain to me why it's so difficult for women to buy swimsuits. And you heard the nice lady who called in and explained why for her. I treated her answer with respect because it's a mystery to me. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win an actual prize. And in just seconds, I'll tell you what the actual prize is, but you get a chance to win an actual prize. Usually, we give away a prize announcement, which I think is pretty damn funny. I mean, way at the cutting edge of humor for talk stations. You know, talk stations. Wake me up a little while. Wake me up when it's over. But I have an actual prize for you tonight. If you can guess the mystery voice. It's not Doris Day. It's not AOC. That's my favorite. When I first started doing mystery voices, people would call in and say, is it AOC? No, it's never AOC, and it's never Doris Day. It's a famous woman who's an actress, and we enjoy watching. My number is 888-688-WALT. Please explain to me why it is so difficult for you to buy a swimsuit. Why is it so difficult for women to buy a swimsuit? It's a great challenge to me. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, Independence Day this Saturday, and this year it's going to be very weird. Fireworks and parades canceled in most locations. No baseball, no family vacations this time. So we'll celebrate the 4th at home, and hopefully everybody stays safe. And hopefully the weather cooperates. I can tell you this, even from this distance, it will rain from Texas to New York City. Heaviest rains along the Atlantic coast down to Florida on Saturday. Plus a new shot of moisture coming from the Pacific into Colorado, New Mexico, and Southeast Arizona on Saturday. And at this point, the rest of the country Saturday will be high and dry. Now, to get to Saturday, if, for example, you're loading up the family car, remember the big storms expected this week along the northern tier of states, Tuesday and Wednesday. More general air mass thunderstorms over most of the eastern third of the country, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, focused on the southeast by Friday and Saturday. Summer heat will continue to build in the center of the country. We've got another plume of Sahara dust for the Texas coast by late week, and dry weather out west will continue to hamper firefighters. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologist right here, or the local National Weather Service office, or drop me an email, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. That's bigjohnweather, one word, @gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, here we are. It's 36 past the hour. Everybody's very sweaty and excited. It's so good to be with you. I'm in my laundry room. That's why you hear noise in the background, because I have a portable air conditioner. And this is a very big network show. Hello, Peggy in Anchorage, Alaska. We have to ask you the question that all people in the lower states ask. What's the temperature, Peggy? What's the temperature?
Well, today it's about 50 and windy and cold. It's like a California winter day. I'm from California. Cold.
Did you kill any moose today?
saw one in the yard, but no, didn't. Just watched it, enjoyed it.
And why is it so hard for you to buy a swimsuit? That's okay. What I'm asking, because as I don't get it. I have three daughters, and if I say, you know, well, why don't you go buy a new swimsuit? They'll say, oh, and then they finally go, and they're in Target for 12 hours. What is this about?
Well, you guys don't have any curves. You're straight up and down. And you don't have to wear a top. And we do. And we have to find a suit. It's a science. We have to find a suit that'll cinch us in the right places. And some are exposing the midriff. Some aren't. I mean, it's a very, very difficult thing. And if you go to Target, they have nice suits, but you may not find what you want there. It does take a long time.
Well, guys do have curves, but they're never attractive.
Well, it's fun to listen to you.
All right, so you want to guess the mystery voice and win a real prize?
What was I thinking?
Listen.
I had a thought.
So what are you talking about?
It's me.
Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who do you think that is?
I can't think of her name. Sorry, I'm not there. I hadn't planned on that.
No,
but I want to know, what state are you in?
I am in a... Ready?
Yeah.
You ready? I'm in a very strange state, very strange state of mind. Thank you for your call. Patricia in Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hey. Why is it so hard to buy a swimsuit?
Well, me, myself, I am a very thin person, so it takes time for me to find the right, swimsuit that fits my body. So like the lady, the caller said before me, Target, they don't have swimsuits that fit me. And so I have to really shop around to try to find something that fits my body. Because like I said, I'm a thin person. And a lot of the swimsuits are made for, I believe, females that are, well proportioned. And that's just not me. So that's my deal on it.
They also seem crazy overpriced.
Absolutely. Some of them are ridiculously. I will not pay $200 for a swimsuit.
That's the thing. I see that they're priced that. But let me tell you a secret about being a guy, and I say this with respect. There is no greater moment. There is no greater moment than as a guy when we conquer the swimsuit. That is one of the greatest moments. Yes, it's more valuable than the bra. Conquering the swimsuit is a greater achievement. I know. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I will. I would love to.
All right. And you will get a real prize if you guess it correctly.
So what were you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who is that?
I think, it sounds like to me, is it Christina Applegate?
It's not Christina Applegate. Thank you very much for your call. At 888-688-WALT. When you call in tonight, you'll have a chance to guess that mystery voice. And if you guess it, you'll win a real prize, like a genuine, real prize. There's Midland, Texas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
How are you doing today, Sterling?
Hey, buddy. It's a beautiful day. It's about 78. It was sunny all day. It was very nice.
So I think part of the problem with women in swimsuits, I had two daughters that I used to have to take to the store on occasion for swimsuits. Availability is a lot of it. Sizes, some of these places, they'll only order three or four of the size that every woman or half of the women out there need. So that's a big part of it. And then they all want to be, especially when they're in their teens and so, they want to be just absolutely as sexy as they can be to attract all the guys and ooh and all their peers and girlfriends and such.
Well, I guess that you're right, and thank you very much for the call. I'll tell you who has solved this problem. This problem of what to do about the swimsuit, I learned the correct solution to it. There is a solution, and an entire country enjoys the solution. Well, that's right, an entire country. I'll share that with you coming up in just seconds. Plus, we're going to have the usual edition, the latest adventure of life in the drive-through brew. Plus, your secret message, which can only be decoded with a Midnight Misfit decoder card, available at waltermsterling.com. Put the click the Midnight Misfit tab, and there it'll be. 43 past the hour. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story about a stolen airplane, a stolen yacht, and a bootleg Nigerian pygmy goat. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I want you to think about physics. If you're a well-endowed man, it only makes sense that you need a little extra help achieving the erection you expect and you deserve and you demand. Well-endowed guys need a little more help. By going to forhims.com/Walter, you are practically admitting to the world that you're well-endowed. Haven't you always wanted to figure out a way to admit that? Now you can. Go to forhims.com/Walter. There you can get the little blue pill, the generic form of the little blue pill, which means you and I can afford it. You and I can get an erection whenever we want. But in order to get the little blue pill, which is a prescription medicine, you need to go to forhims.com. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval, and they require an online consultation with the physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. But they take care of all that for you. They'll connect you with the physician, short exchange with the doctor, and if it's appropriate, it'll be mailed to you discreetly to whatever address you request. Could even be the secret UPS box that I know you have. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. But it won't, because now the little blue pill is a generic drug. Remember, that's for hims.com/Walter. And then, what you want to have an erection on demand, no problem, thanks to the little blue pill and forhims.com/Walter. When you put in Walter, you get a significant discount. Why pay a penny more than you need to, really? forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our first Florida story, we're going down to Largo, Florida. 28-year-old Florida man gets a little liquored up. And he's not a career criminal, but in his intoxicated state, he thinks it's going to be a good idea to steal this yacht that's worth about $900,000 from a Thunder Marine. So he sneaks on the boat, gets it started, actually knows how to pilot it. He just messes up because he runs it into four pilings in the pier next to the slip. Gets arrested pretty quick. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to, this is a guy from DeBary. But he's in New Smyrna Beach. He goes to a private airport there. And the Uber driver that drops him off notices that he had left a grinder full of weed, like a weed grinder, a lighter, and his cell phone behind in the car. And he looks up and he sees the cops coming. So the cops are coming to where he dropped him off at the private airport. The cops said, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "I just dropped this guy off. You won't believe this. He left all kinds of drugs and his cell phone in my car." And he's like, "Well, we got a distress signal from the plane. And luckily for the owner of the plane, some meth head got an Uber ride out to the airport, walked his butt up into the cockpit, turned everything on. The starter on the airplane was malfunctioning, but everything else was turned on. And so, like, the tower was trying to talk to him. And, you know, it sends signals out when you turn a plane on. So the cops were called. But here's the Florida kicker. When the cops asked him, "Dude, what are you doing in here?" He's like, "I was just going to fly out to see my girlfriend in California." Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Odessa, Florida, where a Florida woman goes through that old thing where, you know, don't you hate it when you buy a Nigerian pygmy goat, and then when you go to try and register it with the American Dairy Goat Association, they can't verify the paternity of your Nigerian pygmy goat? Ugh, that's the worst, right? So what do? Well, a Florida woman decides that she's going to sneak into the farm from which she purchased the goats, because in order to get a DNA test, you got to get about 40 hair follicles from the father goat. But she got busted in the process, and she's in trouble for trying to yank hair off a Nigerian pygmy goat. This is great. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our final Florida story, we go to Winter Haven, Florida, where a Florida woman, 31 years old, on a Wednesday night, calls 911, says hello, and then hangs up. About an hour or so later, she calls 911 again, and then she hangs up. Well, now she is getting into Thursday morning. She calls 911 for a third time, says she needs a ride, so the cops show up. She's in a hospital parking lot, and the cop asks if she's okay. She says, yeah, now get out of here. He goes, well, you need to stop calling 911. And then as he's leaving, she calls 911 to complain that he was rude, and they arrest her. The aristocrats. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, it's 50 minutes past the hour, 50 minutes past the hour with Walter Sterling. We're having a big, powerful show tonight. It really is pretty spectacular. You two guys, James, Phil, think about what I just asked, because it would help me a lot. It's very important. Oh, really? Is that what I said? No, it wasn't that. Well, all right, I will tell you what the prize announcement is. It's not a prize announcement. Tonight we're going to give you a real prize if you know who this is.
So what were you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
I'm sure you're right. I just thought it was something deeper and more profound. You ready? You will win live fish from Velo Hool. That's right. He will safely pack them up and send them to you. You will get live fish from Velo Hool. These aren't just, you know, things that you'd get at the fish market. These are valuable tropical fish, aquarium fish. And if you guess the mystery voice, you will win.
So what were you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
An actual fish. You know, it's tragic what's taking place in New York City right now. Now there's rioting and protests in Harlem. And if you haven't been to Harlem in a few years, if you haven't experienced Harlem in a few years, it's a particular tragedy because Harlem is a spectacular neighborhood. Every year for the past 50 years, Harlem has gotten safer and better and more beautiful. And the fact is, most people could not afford to live in Harlem, because it's just gotten that great, and now it's being destroyed, and it breaks my heart. But, so you may say, look, there's this rioting in Harlem. There's rioting throughout New York City. It seems to be less safe every day throughout the city. Why would anybody stay there and spend $5,000 for a one-bedroom apartment? I will tell you why in just seconds. There's Vic in Smithsville, Missouri. Turn off the radio, Vic.
Most people could.
Vic, please turn off the radio. We had to drop you, Vic, because you had the radio on. You can't have the radio on. That there are a number of rules in talk radio land, and that one was started in 1957 when a genius at WOR invented the 7-second delay. And from that point on, you can't have your radio on. Now I'm going to tell you why. You may say, well, there are all these, there's these terrible riots. It cost $800 a month in Manhattan to park a car. It costs $5,000 a month for a really average two-bedroom apartment. No doorman, no services, just good enough to bring mom to, but not really good enough to impress anybody. Just, you know, enough that mom knows you're safe. It's going to be $5,000 a month. And it's $15 each way for the tolls.
Yes, I'm here. It's $15 each way for the tolls at the Lincoln, Holland, and George Washington Bridge that the criminals at the Port Authority insist on imposing on people who go through. Yes, $15 each way for the tolls. No, coming in, sorry. $15 coming in. Do you want to know why people stay? I will tell you the actual reason why New Yorkers stay. It's because they believe at some point they have the possibility of being picked up by the cash cab, that the cash cab might pick them up. That's why they think they have a chance of enjoying New York City, because they're going to get into the cash cab. You've seen the cash cab. It's where people are on a game show that is in a moving cab that has brilliantly colored moving lights on top of the roof, on top of the ceiling of the cab. They play cash cab. They get in, and at some point, if they have enough points and get to their destination without missing too many of the questions, they get a couple $100 cash. And if they do screw up, they get nothing. That's the best part of the game. They get nothing if they do screw up. I'm like, wait a minute. How does this work? How does this work, this cash cab? Here's how it works. I have a friend, Sam Greenfield, who was in cash cab. He told me how it works. You ready? Okay. First of all, they don't just roam the streets waiting for a couple to get in the cab. No. What they do, they tell people ahead of time that they're going to be on a TV game show and be at this corner, stand at this corner at this time, and we'll send a car to pick you up. So they're told to stand at a certain location and we'll send a car to pick you up. Because before they get in the cash cab and are televised, they have to sign a release. It's television. They have to sign a release. I was sitting there going, when do they sign the release? They have to sign the release. They sign the release. The cab comes up. They get in. And then they find out they're on cash cab. They knew they were going to be on TV at the end of the ride. Instead, they're going to be on TV at the beginning of the ride. That's the cash cab. Wait, it's more exciting. Then when they're done, and you see the host of Cash Cab hand them bills, hand the money, they go, oh, thank you for the money, thank you for the bills, and he sits there, and then it cuts. Well, they take back the money, mail them a check, make sure they pay their taxes. That's why New Yorkers stay in New York, because there's the possibility that they could be picked up on Cash Cab. Hey, welcome. I'm Walter Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Brilliant, very clever, cutting-edge name. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night, live. I look forward to talking to you on the phone. That's why I do the show. I have a phone number. I'll give that one after I've given you a reason to call, because stupid hosts just throw out the number. I'm not a stupid host. I didn't say I was any good, but I'm not a stupid host. But I'm here. Yes, I'm here. And what else we got? So we have the usual edition, my parody of public radio, which I hate, Drive-Through Brew, which is about life in a drive-through brew. Oh, it's a spectacular show. Spectacular on Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. The heat of summer is here, with locally heavy showers and thunderstorms racing around what's called an Omega block, a big dome of high pressure that's generally shaped like the last letter in the Greek alphabet, Omega, and is parked over the central and southern plains. Red flag warnings for fire weather on the west side of the Omega block. Tornado watches, severe thunderstorm watches over the top of the block tonight, Dakotas into Minnesota. Flash flood watches on the east side of the block for training thunderstorms, sometimes reaching severe limits very quickly through Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, and the Carolinas tonight. Plus, The heat is finally relaxing out west, though air quality alerts have been issued for blowing dust for Monday. And the Sahara dust is still present. Air quality alerts in the southeast. And here comes another plume of dust into the Texas coast by week's end. At least the tropics are still relatively quiet. Lots of action in the eastern Pacific, but in the Atlantic basin, partly due to the dust, only one area of concern following the dust plume, as a matter of fact, now east of the Leeward Islands, with a slight chance of development in the next 5 days. And we'll watch off the Carolina coast, too. Next time, your first look at the Independence Day forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
KMOX in St. Louis, KDKA in Pittsburgh, welcome. And there's KFBK, the Kingdom of Bill White, the most brilliant program director I've ever met in Sacramento. Bill, welcome. It's 8 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes past the hour. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
If you guess it, you win an actual prize tonight. An actual prize. A spectacular aquarium fish shipped to you safely. I don't want any protest. You will get a beautiful, several beautiful aquarium fish from Velo Hool, the host of the Fish Report.
I'm a radio station market manager. I know which ad agencies have the best snacks and exactly the time of day they put them out. You want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our lineup? Only one thing matters. Who else airs it? Where else is Sterling on Sunday aired?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Alan First at KPMC Kansas City. Alan is the overlord of Intercom-owned talk stations. Thank you, Alan. What else do you need to know?
When I listen to the horror known as public radio, this is what I hear.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from public radio.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous grant from a number of guilty-as-hell companies still polluting your water, but who feel better making these donations. And by listener subscribers who don't really know how to work a DVD player. And by the people of CHOP in Seattle. One night we got a call from them for a $2 million pledge. We don't expect to receive it, but a drunk butt dial for $2 million feels good.
Our nation is crumbling like aged feta cheese on an arugula salad. Yet our public radio stations continue to hire people. Our worldwide news division has over 21,000 members. Here's a report on the conditions in our cities from James Killarney Kelly, a blind reporter stationed in Sweden, for a perspective on our situation.
Sweden offers the best prism on the culture of the U.S. I talked to some very serious Swedish people for their thoughts.
Sort of ideal first date.
I guess somewhere, like, not like a movie, or I guess dinner. Yeah. Dinner's fine if you don't make them eat something weird like spaghetti.
Okay, and you've had that before? Someone's made you eat spaghetti or something?
No, but I've heard about it. Like clams or spaghetti or something weird, or, you know, not being able to talk on the first date's kind of weird.
Okay, and how many dates have you been on personally?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, was it a big number or something?
No, I had a boyfriend. What's considered like a date? We would do something like once a week, like go to a bookstore or a museum or something.
So, probing. Time for our Midwest Roundup with James Hamonda Range, a native of Kansas. He lives in an RV and knows about grain elevators. Going up? Ha 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 ha.
This week, stocks are booming in the beer barn industry. Americans are going crazy for driving their car into a house and buying beer and t-shirts.
Stegmeier is the preferred brand. Discovered first on the Hootenanny in Scranton. Well, it's pie time, Rachel. I will be joining the local Amish for pie now.
The Usual Edition from Public Radio. Coming again soon. Pretense knows no boundaries.
It was pretty fascinating this week when I found out that the most disgusting thing I carry is my cell phone. Turns out that my cell phone is a major carrier of germs. But I can't spray any liquid on it. And it's a puzzle to me, let me tell you. But it is the major carrier of germs. And these days, in these trying times, I am worried about germs. All right, 13 past the hour. 13 past the hour, Walter M. Sterling. Now, you know on Amazon, when you order something on Amazon, there's a box that says, are there any special instructions for the driver? Does the driver need to know anything? And I figure that's for gated communities where they need to know a security code to get in or a special place you want it left on your doorstep, something like that, right? Well, it turns out that there was like this 8-year-old kid, 15-year-old kid, but a kid who did a kid thing. In our day, you know, we used to pick up the phone and we'd call people at random and we'd say stupid things like, do you have Prince Philip tobacco in a can? Do you have Prince Philip in a can? Do you have Prince Philip in a can? We tried to sound like grown-ups and they'd say, well, I guess, yes, we do. We'll let him out. And then we'd hang up. That was like the big prank when you were a kid, was to call strangers you didn't know. That would be a stranger. Say a stupid thing and then hang up the phone. What was it? It was something. Oh, is your grandfather clock running? Well, why don't you go catch it? Stupid stuff, right? Now, kids put things in the special instructions message. All right, you ready? There was this stupid kid who wrote in the special instruction box on Amazon. He wrote, when you get to the door, be sure to shout out.
Abracadabra.
Like, what? When you get to the door, when you deliver the package, shout as loud as you can.
Abracadabra.
Well, the driver did. The driver did shout out, abracadabra. And he had no idea why he was doing it. But a video camera captured it, and everybody could see that the driver did it. Now this is a big viral phenomena. When we did Let Prince Albert Out of the Can, it was not a viral phenomenon.
Abracadabra.
I'm Walter Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. And the reason I mention that is I had this deep and sweeping probing thought, which is this. Most big cities are surrounded by suburbs that are profoundly, intimately affected by whatever happens in that city. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Boston, any big city, Philadelphia, every big city surrounded by suburbs that are profoundly impacted by what happens in that city, by how that city is managed. And it finally dawned on me today, why can't people in the suburbs vote for the mayor of the big city? You can vote for your little parks and recreation city if you want. You know, you can vote for the parks and recreation mayor. But why can't people in Camden vote for the mayor of Philadelphia? Let's pick an arbitrary amount. A 20-mile circle around the city, why can't somebody vote for the mayor in that city? This would solve a lot of problems. Imagine you're in Sacramento. Why can't a 20-mile circle around Sacramento, every town in that 20-mile circle, vote for the mayor of Sacramento? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. You want to know one of the worst carriers of bacteria and viruses? You won't believe it. It's right in your pocket. It's your cell phone. Yeah, your cell phone. Think about it. When you hand it to your kid to play with, they hand it to another kid to play with, You leave it on countertops, in stores, in your car. You leave it everywhere. And your hands touch everything. Then you touch your phone, and it carries those viruses and germs everywhere. Now you can clean it. You can clean it easily. You don't have to wash it or risk it. No, no, this is simple. With the Clean Phone and its use of UVC light technology, the same technology used in hospitals to keep our first responders safe, you can sanitize your phone and your earbuds, your jewelry, credit cards, even car and house keys in minutes, killing 99.9% of the bacteria and viruses. Right now, the Clean Phone comes with a free 2-day shipping by adding the code WALTER in the drop-down menu. That's right, you add the code WALTER in the drop-down menu, and what happens? You get free 2-day shipping. Free 2-day shipping. We all need to defend ourselves and our family against the increasing COVID infection rates. You go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. And purchase the Clean Phone now. Thenewdealshop.com. Enter the promo code WALTER and you get free 2-day shipping. Free 2-day shipping. Go to thenewdealshop.com and order the Clean Phone and get a stock of the KN95 face masks too. Be prepared. Stay well. Thenewdealshop.com. Use the promo code WALTER in the drop-down menu for free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and you and I deserve to relax. That's right, we deserve to relax. And now it's easy with CBD products from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com is a fantastic company. They have a brand new product. It's called Relief Relax. Relief Relax. These are capsules, easy to swallow, gel caps. You swallow them, and a few minutes later, you relax. That's because CBD products are made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant, and then they are purified and made ready for you. Over hundreds of thousands of customers for CBD Distillery products have been very happy with this great brand and these great products. But what I can't get over is when I go to CBDistillery.com, the array of products is amazing. Go to CBD Distillery. Here's a gift. Put in the promo code WALTER. CBDistillery.com, promo code WALTER, and you will get a significant discount. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's time for the 9 at 9, the 9 at 9 with Walter M. Sterling on a Sunday night.
Five.
Here we go. I believe, the more I think about it, the more I'm right. Isn't that the great thing about being me? Isn't that the best thing about being you? That the more we think about it, the more right we are. Now, all the grown-ups have gone to bed. No one's going to judge you. You're anonymous. But I want to know how you feel. I've never heard this proposed before. I've never heard anyone try to do it. But this is something that must be done. It's not 100 years ago where there was a... Let me tell you. Here, let me give you an example. There was a time where Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches were three distinct trading areas. They were three distinct markets. Now no longer true. It's Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches is one thing. It's one thing. And this is true throughout America. You go to New York City. The mayor is deciding health issues for North Jersey, Connecticut, Westchester, but he's just the mayor of New York. He's just the mayor of New York. You go to Los Angeles, the mayor is deciding a long array of health issues, tax issues that affect all of Southern California and San Diego. Therefore, I believe that you should be able to vote for the mayor in the city that's within, the biggest city that's within 20 miles of where you live. If you live in the suburbs of New York, and if you live in the suburbs of New York and you live in northern New Jersey, you should be able to vote for the mayor of New York City. You can vote for your cute little parks and recreation town, too, but you need to be able to vote for the mayor of New York City. You have a ballot. It says, here's my cute little parks and recreation town. Mayor, I'll vote for this one. And then I vote for the mayor of New York City. Same thing in Cleveland, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, because those big city mayors have a serious, often very bad impact on the suburbs. Therefore, the suburbs should decide who gets to be the mayor of those big cities. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You and I should have the right to choose the mayor of the big city that we're near. Because they tax us. Most of these cities have commuter taxes, for God's sakes. Why don't I get to vote on that? Natalie in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome. Hi.
Hi, Walter.
Hey.
How are you?
Natalie, I'm so excited. Now, where do you go for ribs?
I don't eat ribs. I don't eat beef.
Well, all right, if you insist. Now, what can I do for you, Natalie?
I was just wondering if the mystery voice tonight is the same mystery voice from last weekend.
Well, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Yes.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head
Who do you
games.
Think that is?
I think it sounds like Terry Hatcher.
No, it's not Terry Hatcher. But thank you very much for your call, 888-688-WALT. If you do get it, you win aquarium fish from Velo Hool's collection. Velo Hool sells aquarium fish, and he has some for you. 888-688-WALT. Now, if you live in North Jersey, Connecticut, you're paying a commuter tax to the city of New York. You have no say about that. You have no vote on that. But if you go into the city to work, you have to pay a commuter tax. This is true at cities across America. You have to pay tolls in Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco to get in and out of the city to go to work. And that is not set by you or the community you live in. It is taxation with no representation. You, therefore, should be able to vote for the mayor of the major city that you're near, either because you're getting taxed or because the local mayor of the big city is a moron, such as in Cleveland or too often in New York City. But it's a long list, isn't it? Look at the ugliness in Seattle. Would you have voted for that mayor? Would you have voted for the mayor of Seattle today? No, of course not. Do you have any say over it? If you live 1 mile over the border from Seattle into the next community, do you have any say over this clown? No. Therefore, it should be voted on by all the suburbs around that city. You can have your cute little vote for your cute little town with the volunteer mayor, but I'm talking about real mayors. You should be able to talk for real mayors. Vote for real mayors. Seems insanely obvious. Here's my number. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's one of those topics that, you know, sometimes there's just no discussing it because it's so obvious, it's so right. But why has this never been brought up to an important popular referendum? I don't know. On Netflix, have you seen the Will Ferrell movie Eurovision? All right, Eurovision is based on a real show. Now, what it shows on this Eurovision movie is Will Ferrell and what's her name? I'll think of it in a second. Will Ferrell and a beautiful actress enter a contest called Eurovision, and it looks fictional, but it's not fictional. It's real. Eurovision's a real contest. All of the countries in Europe, all of them, and much of Asia, take their best singers and enter them in a contest. And every year they have this big contest, and all of the countries vote on the best one. And then whichever country wins and has the best performer that gets the most votes, that's the country that hosts Eurovision the next year. And it looks ridiculous. And what's interesting is this is a deep and dark secret that has been kept from America. It's as though the Europeans have this ridiculous, tacky contest, and they're too ashamed to let us know about it. We have never been invited to enter Eurovision, probably because it's called Eurovision. And for 35 years, Terry Wogan hosted it. And Terry Wogan was for 35 years the Johnny Carson of Great Britain. He hosted the number one morning show. He hosted the number one chat show late at night. And he was an all-around MC. He was like the guy born to be an MC. For 35 years, he did it. And then he quit. He wasn't fired. He didn't retire. He quit. And the reason Terry Wogan quit is pretty darn interesting. But if you get a chance to see this Will Ferrell movie on Netflix, go ahead and do it because you'll have a good time. It's a good, stupid movie. You know, sometimes you just need a good, stupid movie, which means I don't need another movie in British. I don't want to see another movie in British. I don't think they're any better because they're in British. Will Ferrell movie called Eurovision. Coming up in just seconds, I will reveal to you why Terry Wogan quit hosting Eurovision after 35 years. But imagine every country in Europe enters somebody into this contest. Every country. And we never heard about it until Will Ferrell makes a movie. And I think that's because the Europeans are ashamed of this contest. They know that in our eyes, this would look darn tacky. Really tacky. My number is 888-688-WALT. I look forward to talking to you tonight. Oh, my gosh, what a great summer night. A great summer night throughout America, coast to coast. 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, Independence Day this Saturday, and this year it's going to be very weird. Fireworks and parades canceled in most locations. No baseball, no family vacations this time. So we'll celebrate the 4th at home, and hopefully everybody stays safe. And hopefully the weather cooperates. I can tell you this, even from this distance, it will rain from Texas to New York City. Heaviest rains along the Atlantic coast down to Florida on Saturday. Plus a new shot of moisture coming from the Pacific into Colorado, New Mexico, and Southeast Arizona on Saturday. And at this point, the rest of the country Saturday will be high and dry. Now, to get to Saturday, if, for example, you're loading up the family car, remember the big storms expected this week along the northern tier of states, Tuesday and Wednesday. More general air mass thunderstorms over most of the eastern third of the country, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, focused on the southeast by Friday and Saturday. Summer heat will continue to build in the center of the country. We've got another plume of Sahara dust for the Texas coast by late week, and dry weather out west will continue to hamper firefighters. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologist right here, or the local National Weather Service office, or drop me an email. BigJohnWeather@gmail.com. That's BigJohnWeather, one word, at gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Walter M. Sterling, 36 past the hour. Welcome, welcome to the big show, the fastest growing show in network radio. Now, it's time for a Sterling Snap. I'd like you to take a picture of whatever you're looking at. Take out that overpriced iPhone 8. I know that's what you've got, the overpriced iPhone 8 or the gift from Obama phone, and take a picture of whatever you're looking at. Would you do that for me? Take a picture of that, and then email it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. And then during the week, I post them on the Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Everybody can share in this communal experience of what we're looking at, what we're feeling. It's all very special. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I've gotten spectacular pictures. Some of the best pictures I've gotten have been from officers on duty, police officers on duty. What they see, the things they feel, the things they hear, they're terrific to experience. If you're just looking at a sink full of dirty dishes, we're all looking at that sink. Send me that picture. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Moments ago, we were talking about swimsuits and about how women seem to have a tough time finding good swimsuits or swimsuits that fit. I have three daughters under the age of 18. If they say, we're going to go look for swimsuits, I'm like, yeah, well, I won't see you for 3 days. They'll go to Target. I won't see them for 3 days. It's great. It's terrific for me. And by the way, all my kids are away this week. My wife's away this week. This is better than a vacation because I don't have to move around. I move. I go from this chair to this chair, and I watch Fresh Off the Boat. I binge watch Fresh Off the Boat, the finest comedy on TV. However, I was thinking, isn't it lousy that women have to put up with this swimsuit nonsense? It's really tough. Hard to find ones that fit. Hard to find one they can afford. They're all overpriced. It's ridiculous. Well, I do have a solution. And it's an elegant, beautiful, wonderful solution. But it's another reason to hate the French. Boy, is it a reason to hate the French. I went to Monaco a few years ago, which I highly recommend. I highly recommend. It's really spectacular. I go to Monaco. And first, the way the beach works is entirely different. The way you and I go to a beach is we take stuff to eat in a bag, and then we bring chairs and blankets, and we make a mess, and then we get up, we clean up the mess, and we leave. But we do everything. That is not the way the beaches work in Monaco. You go to the beach in Monaco. Now imagine this. You go to the beach in Monaco, which is all they've got, because it's a one-mile city, one-square-mile city. And there are these big high-rises right on the beach, but it doesn't matter because you're in Monaco. And there's the Mediterranean. Oh, my God. And there's the temperate climate. It's always 71 and sunny and beautiful. And then, if you want to, the beaches are filled with beach chairs. There's beach chairs as far as the eye can see. You go to sit down on one of the beach chairs, and a woman comes up to you or a man comes up to you and hands you a menu. I'm like, what is this? Well, you see, all the beach chairs are controlled by restaurants. Restaurants control the beaches in Monaco. Well, all right. Can I sit at this beach chair? No, you have to make a reservation because it's Monaco and it's busy. You make a reservation, you get a beach chair tomorrow. Now you come there 9 in the morning, and you sit on your beach chair, and they hand you a menu, and they're happy to have you eating on the beach chair. And as long as you're eating or ordering drinks, you don't have to get up. But at some point, if you're not eating or ordering drinks, you have to get up. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 41 past the hour. Welcome to this big show. We're talking about Monaco and the problem that women have with swimsuits in America. Now, I realize you don't think that's a hard-hitting topic, but I guarantee you that the women in your life believe this is a really hard-hitting topic, which is how the hell to get a good swimsuit. I'm about to tell you. You ready? Here's what you do. You study what they do in Monaco. You study what they do. Now you're sitting on a beach chair, which is controlled by a restaurant. You're looking at a menu in French. Everything looks the same. And no matter what you order, what I have found when I order in foreign countries, no matter what I order, I get the same thing, which is shrimp salad. And then another form of shrimp. It doesn't matter. If I want a steak, it's not there. If I want filet of sole, it's not there. I know it should be there, but it's never there. Okay. Well, then I'm sitting there on a beach chair in Monaco, and I'm about to see the most remarkable thing I have ever seen as a kid from New Jersey. Because kids from New Jersey do not see this on Long Beach Island. Kids from New Jersey do not see this at Wildwood. Even if we go to Southern California, we do not see this. At 3 p.m. on the beaches of Monaco, every day, school lets out. The college is let out. The college is let out. And you see hundreds, maybe thousands of college students run onto the beach and put out their beach towels. And then the women take off their tops. They don't worry about the swimsuits. they just have little bottoms on, and they take off their tops. And then they lie down next to their guys. I'm like, they don't have any trouble getting their swimsuits fitted. They don't have to go to Target and find the right thing. All right, that's very nice and very exciting for a guy from Jersey. And you, apparently. But here's what's the most amazing thing. I didn't really hate French guys until then because I thought it through. And I realized at that moment that a college sophomore could be sitting in class next to a woman who's very attractive and says to her, hey, you want to go to the beach? Hey, you want to go to the beach? Hey, you want to go to the beach? Want to go to the beach? And that's all he has to say to get her to take her clothes off. Isn't that amazing? All he has to do to get a woman to take her clothes off is to say, let's go to the beach. And then there she is next to him with her top off. I'm Walter Sterling, 44 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Brand new website. It's called thenewdealshop.com. 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 What do they have there? They have an unbelievable product. Your cell phone is filthy. I'm sorry, it's nothing personal, but your cell phone is filthy. All day it collects germs and viruses when you put it down in the store, in your daughter's room, in your pocketbook. It fills up with germs and viruses all day. And it's one of the prime carriers of germs and viruses. And with the dramatic rise in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, you don't need that. You just don't need it. Let's manage this as best we can. With the Clean Phone, it uses UVC light technology, the same technology used in hospitals to keep our first responders safe. You can sanitize your phone, earbuds, jewelry, credit cards, even car and house keys in minutes, killing 99.9% of bacteria and viruses. The name of the product is The Clean Phone. The Clean Phone. The best place to get it is thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. You won't believe the stuff you're going to find there. Now, you enter the promo code Walter and you get The Clean Phone. That's the name of the product. It's called The Clean Phone. You get The Clean Phone in 2 days. 2 day shipping if you enter the promo code Walter, The Clean Phone. What's that website again, you say? It is thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. I believe in this company. This is a great product. Please go to the website, see what's there, thenewdealshop.com, and enter the promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
I'm J.J. Wilson. My father was Big Wilson, and I feel shame for my family announcing this. Welcome to the Drive-Thru Brew. Drive-Thru, and you're through. We listen in secretly on the adventures of Jake and the manager in their eternal struggle for power in the drive-thru. We hear them through the water meter, which can actually hear you in your home.
You don't think you're ever going to displace me for control of the drive-thru brew, do you, Jake? First, Jake is not a real name. It's a Nickelodeon name. You are one step removed from a cartoon like iCarly, Victorious, or Cat. Next, you let women bully you.
I am not afraid of women, and I watch the Disney Channel, not Nickelodeon. The Sprouse twins were my role model, all on deck.
Fine, here comes Ms. Ahusha. Let's see how you handle yourself with her handling of you.
Jake, I need you to pop the trunk and fill it with beer and 10 t-shirts for my book club.
But I know you, Ahusha. You can't read what you do at your book club.
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
Now you're calling our customers a litter box?
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew, Word Car speaking.
888-688-WALT with Walter M. Sterling on KFBK in Sacramento, WPHT in Philadelphia. Very excited to be with you. It's the 9 at 9. Well, it turns out that different accents make different people feel sexy time. And for women, we were just talking about France, the best accent for most women is a French accent. But for men, it's an Italian accent. Men like to hear women with an Italian accent. I'm stupid. I like an Irish accent. I don't know what that's about, and I don't know why you should care, but that's what I like. All right, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. And then for all participants, number two accent was Italian. We're just all strange. We just all like different things. I don't know why I'm being so moderate. Why am I being so moderate? How could it possibly be interesting for a host to be moderate? I don't know. But I'd love to talk about this brilliant idea I have, which is that if you live within 20 miles of a big city in a suburb, you should be able to vote for that mayor. If you're within 20 miles of the center of Sacramento, you should be able to vote for the mayor. If you live within 20 miles of the center of Seattle, oh my God, you should be able to vote for that mayor. Because their decisions every day have a profound impact on the suburbs, more so than 50 years ago, more so than 100 years ago when all this nonsense was set up. Today, everything they do has life and death consequences. Well, when do we open up these restaurants? All right, well, they've decided that for communities that do not get to vote for them. That's crazy. I say if you live within 20 miles of the city, you should be able to vote for the mayor of that city. My number is 888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. We're going through the 9 at 9, and it's very exciting for us, very exciting. It's a whole new structure and format for the show. Very few people have this much structure and formatting in their show, but you do. Now, if you call in, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice. The mystery voice tonight is...
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head
games.
And
you can win a real prize. You can win fish, aquarium, beautiful tropical fish from Velo Hool. Won't that be great? We will ship it to you safely. There'll be no problems. There will be no problems. We will ship it to you safely. All right, 53 past the hour, 53 past the hour. I noticed, as you did, there's been enormous protests and riots in New York City again. But what troubles me is they're in Harlem. Now, believe it or not, if you haven't been to Harlem in 40 years, 50 years, or ever, when I say Harlem, an image comes into your head. That generally is not true. Today, because of billions of dollars pumped into it, most of Harlem you and I could not afford to live in. It is spectacular. The revitalization of Harlem has been incredible. It's an expensive place to live, and yet it's being torn down. There tends to be a commonality to the places that are being torn down or where there's rioting. Not every one of them, but too many of them. And nobody wants to talk about this, but I will talk about this because I am a brave talk show host. There are no men. Most of these communities have no fathers. They don't have fathers. You go through most of these communities, and you will find in the burned out houses, in the public housing, you will find that there are no men. There are no dads. These kids are being raised by grandma, who's exhausted, by mom, who is exhausted. These are the best well-meaning of the moms and grandmas. They're watching those kids like crazy. But that's not every one of these houses. The biggest divide in our country is not race. The biggest divide in our country is wealth. You think LeBron James kids are going to be raised like white kids? No. They're going to have a very different life. The divide in our country in a capitalist society is money. And then you go through bad neighborhoods, poor neighborhoods, and what will you see? You will see no men. You will see moms trying to do their best, grandmothers trying to do their best, but dad, the dads go. They're gone. And as a result, kids are left too often unattended. Kids are left without the guidance of a father. And I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing that a dad isn't as important. A dad is as important. A great father is a great thing. But that's what I've seen over and over and again. It's not from theory. I'm not dealing with, you know, theory. I don't play golf. I very much know these neighborhoods. And as a result, I know there are no men. If you were to go on food stamps and Medicaid, and you were to go to the Family Services office and see people waiting in the pool to be served and to be taken care of, you will see 90% women. And that's the impact that it has on these kids. These kids have no moms. I'm sorry, these kids have no dads. And that has a profound impact on the future of the family. It has a profound impact on the future of the neighborhoods. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I hope the rioting and protest stops before the most beautiful neighborhoods you could ever imagine, which are in Harlem, in New York City, are destroyed. It would be a tragedy. Because, like I say, for the past 50 years, it has been built up. It has been made beautiful. And now I'm seeing the articles about how it's being destroyed. I'll get an update for you coming up in just seconds after the news. Plus, I will have a secret code for you, a secret message for you, which you can only decode with a secret decoder card, the Midnight Misfit decoder card. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, and download it and print it out now. It's completely free, and you will get a secret message. And then I'd love to see what you're looking at. Send me a Sterling snap at waltermsterling.com. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. We're having a good time tonight, huh? This is Sterling on Sunday.